All right, this is another brilliant article from my good friend Ann Coulter. Ann Coulter, the January 24 article, The Third World Killed Three Americans in Jordan Over the Weekend, and Our Political Establishment is Ready to Start World War III, which is more of a national security threat. Terrorists 6,000 miles away of our wide open on our wide open border. Okay, so basically he's saying, why do we care about what's going on in Jordan while we have such a huge problem on the border as we speak? She talks about a big ado over the three Americans killed in Lebanon, which according to her shouldn't be there in the first place. And while we have hundreds of Americans killed by third worlders every year, and she talks about, well, basically she gets into this historical perspective of things where she talks about how the only civilized countries in the world are basically English-speaking countries, United States, Canada, Australia. I'm trying to think which other countries she talks about. Canada, Australia, Japan, Israel. And that's about it. She doesn't include much of Europe. She says that thanks to the refugee crisis, Northern Europe is about 5 years away from going full cesspool. And indeed, she's right. I mean, how do you stop this growing population, especially from Africa? You know, Africa is particularly bad. I mean, the Arabs, sort of like sand niggers, so to say. They are half Caucasian, half black. But you know what? There's this in the novel Billy Budd. You ever read the novel Billy Budd by Melville? There's a scene where the one of the deckhands, this takes place on a boat, and he pulls Billy Budd on the side and he says, "Watch out for that guy." And Billy Budd says, "Which guy?" And he points to this biracial guy, this mixed race, Arab looking. And he said, "Yeah, what about him?" "Well, he's a nigger with a brain. He's a nigger with a brain." And so that's basically how you describe Muslims, niggers with brains. They can build a bomb. I mean, blacks generally are just dangerous from the point of view of mugging, robbing you, carjacking, dog napping is becoming more and more common now. Sort of this low-level crime because they haven't got the brains to do anything more than that. But niggers with a brain, you know, Muslims, they can inflict bigger problems. They can infiltrate government. They're clever. They're clever. And they can undermine our culture in a thousand ways. But of course, in the Americans' case, Muslims are not so much a problem. According to some sociologists, they are integrating better than these folks from Latin America. Latin America, again, we're talking about Amerindians mixed with blacks, and it creates a weird sort of racial species combination. Again, they're not races, they're species, they're different species of human being. Caucasian people of European descent out of a different species from the rest. We are the ones that build civilization. No one else can. Even the Chinese were stuck in the Han Dynasty, or the Qin Dynasty, I should say, of the 3rd century BC up until the 19th century when they were exposed to Western technology. And even today, really, they cannot make a dent inventions and creation and exploration without stealing from European and American. So what she's talking about, let me see, get back to the article. She's talking about how even Fox are complaining about why isn't Biden reacting? Why isn't he going to war? You know, why isn't he bombing Iran? You know, I mean, they get this gung-ho assholes on Fox. I mean, not even CNN and MSNBC are calling for World War III. Excuse me. Okay. Anyway, she bashes what she calls Susie Warmonger. She's referring to Nikki Haley, who's sort of this neocon Republican who's calling for war. She wants to be tough. She wants to prove herself. You know, people like Nikki Haley or Kathy Hochul, the governor of the state of New York. All these women, whether they're mayors, whether they're governors, whether they're senators, they always want to prove themselves tough. You know, they want to show that they're just as good as men by acting like a bunch of fucking fascists. By acting like a fascist, so they want to say, "See, we're tough. We're tough. We're tough." And they don't realize that by saying that, not only are they being disingenuous, but it's kind of like, who gives a shit? Who gives a shit whether you're tough or not? How about like you representing the interest of the American people? And that's what Anne is talking about. It's a great article. Read it. I'm going to put a link to it in the description. So do yourself a favor and read, because, you know, reading is always better than watching videos, certainly watching the news. And she's pretty good. I mean, I have my disagreements with her, but she's certainly on the money in many respects.